Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is August 25th, 2010. Today's episode is going to be Challenge of the Yukon. Challenge of the Yukon is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Again, like I said, it is Challenge of the Yukon, our standard Wednesday show. This episode originally aired January 25th, 1945, and the title is The Fugitives. Hope you guys enjoy.
The Challenge of the Yukon. Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes a trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserve law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. In the small wooden building that was Clemens Point's jail, a worried constable paced the floor as he spoke to Sergeant Preston.
Oh, I know as well as you do, Sergeant, that Sambo ought to be in jail. What am I going to do? I can't put him there for what I think.
I want him jailed. I don't care how slight the charges against him may be. The important thing is to put him behind bars for a stretch of about 30 days.
But, consarnit man, you might as well ask for my good right arm. He comes into town, he's loud-mouthed. But aside from that, he don't make any trouble.
Look, Jack, I've been trailing Sambo for quite a while.
Oh, I know.
I'm certain he's guilty of 3 robberies. There was a witness to one of them, but he was killed. Murdered.
That leaves you pretty much up in the air, huh?
Yes, unless I can get him with the loot. Now, he's got that loot somewhere. Would have been impossible for him to done these jobs alone. He's got men working with him.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, none. But he's too smart to be seen in town with any of them.
I've narrowed down his field of operations to this territory. His hideout must be within 50 miles of this town.
I ain't envying you the job of looking for it.
30 days would give his men time to clear out of the territory with whatever loot he's got hidden away.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't trust any of them as far as he could throw them.
That's what I'm counting on. The old law of the pack.
Oh, but still, I don't know how I can get him in jail. He's here right now, over at the Golden Nugget Saloon. More than likely making more noise than anyone in the place.
Well, he won't stay in town long. We've got to act quickly.
Act? But how?
Did you ever look at these old laws you've got framed over here on the wall, Jack?
Oh, them? Oh, they were set up years ago, Sergeant. That was when this town had about 100 people in it. And they all liked peace and quiet.
But they still apply.
Well, the Law and Order Commission never got around to changing them. We try to keep the laws of the territory now, so as to give you Mounties less to worry about.
Jack, we're going over the Golden Nugget.
Hmm? What for?
For Louis Sambo. Come on.
Well. 10 minutes later, the Mountie walked into the Golden Nugget Saloon, followed by the Great Dog King. Beside the policeman was Constable Jack Winslow. It was he who took the lead as they started over to the bar.
Hi, evening, Sergeant.
Hi,
Well, it's a bit unusual for you to seek diversion in the Golden Nugget, Sergeant.
I'm not here for diversion, Sambo.
You all know?
No. He's here with me while I make an arrest. I'm taking you to jail, Louis.
Jail? Me? Listen, You're not taking me to jail, Constable. Why, you got no charges.
I got all the charges I need. You're carrying a gun, ain't you?
Oh, I always carry a gun. Well, there's no law that says I can't.
In my office, there's a copy of the law that says you can't.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You're joking.
It's
anyhow.
No joke, Shambo. You're under arrest.
He's got no right to do this. Now, you're a Mountie Preston. Tell him that he
my
can't.
My jurisdiction
do it.
Extends only over the laws of the territory. The laws Jack's speaking of are laws of this town. The mounted police have nothing to do with them. It's up to the local authorities to enforce them.
And that's what I'm doing right now. You're going to jail, Louie, for 60 days.
60 days? That's right.
30 days for each offense.
Well, but what else is there?
Well, you're wearing your hat indoors. Now, come on, peaceful-like, or you'll get 30 more days for obstructing justice.
A short time later, Sergeant Preston was in the office of the jail where Constable Winslow sat chuckling.
Oh, he sure is mad. The expression on his face. And putting that ornery cuss behind bars is worth 10 years of my life. Oh, I got to hand it to you, Sergeant. I never would have thought of them laws. The papers are so yellow, I haven't been able to read them for the last year.
This is only the beginning, Jack.
What are you planning to do now?
Well, that depends entirely on what Shambo does.
Oh, I'll bet you he's burning up right now.
Yes, he probably is. But he's got the mind of a killer, and just as soon as his anger wears off, it'll start working.
In a cell behind the office of the jail, a prisoner sitting on a bunk near the window leaned back, bracing himself against the wall as Louis Shambo spoke to him.
Why are you in here?
Why I'm here don't mean nothing to you. One thing, sure. I ain't gonna be in this place long.
You already served your sentence?
I couldn't live long enough to serve out my sentence.
So?
No. Preston thinks he's going to move me to prison. That's why he's in town.
Oh. Then yours was no small offense, huh?
They don't put you in prison just for throwing bricks through windows. But I'll never see the walls of that place.
It's too bad you were captured.
Well, I ain't through yet.
I could make it with you a while if we were to leave together.
Forget it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Either we go together, or I'll see that you don't go at all.
Several hours later...
Constable! Hey, Constable! Hey, Constable! Come in here! Hey, Constable! Here.
You better have a look at that Louis fella.
What's wrong with him?
How do I know what's wrong with him? I lifted him over at the bunk and he ain't moved since I put him there.
Well, I'll have to look at him.
Yeah. Maybe you better send for a doctor.
Well, he was all right a couple hours ago.
Well, he ain't now.
Can't tell very much. Not enough light in here. I'll have to...
Come on. Let's get out of here. I'll take this gun.
Good work. Give me that gun. I've been wanting to put a bullet in his heart for a long time.
Well, you're not going to do it now. The whole town will be on our necks before we got out of the place. Come on, let's travel.
Two fugitives secured snowshoes and immediately left Clemens Point, heading north toward the wilderness. Hours later, the jail was far behind them.
If the law catches up with you, you'll do a longer stretch for breaking jail.
Yeah. He'll never catch up with Louis Sambo.
Well, 60 days wouldn't have hurt you none.
60 days, and my men could have left the country with $100,000 in fur and gold.
You don't trust him much, do you?
When robbery's a man's business, he learns it well. Yeah, they double-crossed me if they had the chance. Now, come on. We gotta travel faster. We've only got a short way to go.
It was after dark when the two men passed a huge boulder formation, turning through the timber.
This is the place, huh?
Yes.
Boss, where you been?
We've been sitting here waiting for you.
Thought you were supposed to be back yesterday.
Well, I'm back now. Who is this, Louis?
Pete Sanders. I've decided he's the one to take Manny's place.
Yeah?
Now, Mac, you stay in here with him. Tell him about the next job we're going to do. I want to talk with Sam for a few minutes. Hey, where's Lefty?
We were running low on supplies, so he went out to see if he could drop a caribou.
Oh. Come on, Sam, in the next room.
Sure. Where'd you meet him, Louis? You sure he's all right? It seems to me you're taking
wait
a big chance.
One question at a time. I'll answer those by saying he's not to leave his cabin alive.
Huh?
I was in jail in Clemens Point.
Jail?
Yes. I needed his help to get out. Now I don't need him anymore. You understand?
Yeah, sure. So he helped you make a break, huh?
Yeah, we'll go back in now.
He'll be ready any time you say, boss.
Good. Well, I think it'll be a very good arrangement.
Well, I ain't exactly agreed to throw in with you yet, you know.
Oh. Lefty.
Hi, boss.
Who's this?
Pete Sanders.
Yeah? Did the two of you just come in through the timber?
Oh, yes, of course.
Did you know that every turn you took was marked?
Marked.
One of you left a trail any tenderfoot could follow.
So he is taking Manny's place, huh?
You broke jail together.
Don't reach for that gun, Sanders. Take it from him, Sam.
Sure, boss. I got it.
Ah. You thought you could double-cross Louis Sambo, huh? I begin to see it now. The constable coming into the cell. Preston in town. Clever. Very clever.
I'm glad you think so, Sambo.
Now, who are you? Never mind, it don't matter.
Want me to take care of him now, Louis?
Yeah. No, I'll do it myself.
Outside, Sergeant Preston approached the small cabin. The great dog King ran ahead of the pack.
On King! On the Malamutes!
Suddenly, the great Mountie halted the pack.
Hold! Hold, you Malamutes!
The Malamute King stood waiting for him. Looking through a window of the cabin, Sergeant Preston saw two figures, Pete and Louis, and in Louis's hand was a gun.
We've got to stop him, boy, but I'll never get there in time. I wonder... King, go through that window and drop the man holding the gun. Understand? Good. All right, fella?
No!
Like something projected by an unseen force, the great Malamute raced across the snow, bracing himself for the impact that was to follow, stealing every muscle. The dog went to the glass, landing on the shoulders of Louis Sambo.
Hey, what happened?
Where'd that dog come from?
The window. Don't get him.
No, just get him off of me. He stole my arm. Let go of my arm. Get him off of me.
There's my chance to get that gun.
Oh, no, you don't, Sanders.
Don't shoot the dog, you Louis.
I can't get the dog, but I'm going to get this pony jailbird.
You're not going to get anybody. Drop your gun.
Hey.
Come on, Dave.
The dog's his.
I said drop your gun.
This dog's got his teeth in my arms. Call him off, will you?
Good work, King.
No.
Down, fella.
No. Oh. You came just in time, Sergeant. I thought sure you'd find a dead deputy by the time you got here.
You did a fine job, Pete. Is the loot in this cabin?
Yeah. Mac was telling me. It's in the other room.
It won't be for long. You're under arrest, all of you. And this time, Louis, you'll be in jail for more than 60 days. Yes, fella, the case is closed.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at the same time and reach you from our transcription studios. Hal Neal speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.